Culture.
Podcasts 10 20. Oral History. The once fringe medium is changing.
In February 2004, Ben Hammersley, a British journalist, noticed a new kind of digital media. Downloadable radio, produced by geeky amateurs or public broadcasters. Mr. Hammersley suggested a few names for it. Fortunately, audio blogging and guerrilla media didn't catch on. But a third did. Podcasting, a portmanteau of iPod and broadcasting. At a tech conference the next year, Steve Jobs, Apple's boss, asked how many people in the audience had heard of podcasting, which he described as Wayne's World for radio. Not a single person raised their hand. But today, 20 years after they got their name, podcasts are mainstream. Around 43% of American internet users and 30% of Britons listen to at least one a month, including some from The Economist. You can open Apple, Spotify, and increasingly YouTube to find some 4 million shows by everyone from ex-convicts to duchesses. Podcasting has turned anyone with a microphone into a talking head who can talk straight into people's earbuds. Like butt dialing and doom scrolling, the podcasting boom was facilitated by the smartphone. The iPhone was released in 2007. The first standalone podcast apps came out between 2010 and 2012. In 2014, Serial, a binge-worthy investigation into the botched murder trial of a teenager in Maryland, arrived. It was the first show to gain attention in mainstream American culture. The first season has been downloaded more than 300 million times. The number of monthly podcast listeners in America doubled in the 5 years after 2014. Since Serial, podcasting has been in a hypercharged, hyper-capitalist, hyper-speculative period, says Nicholas Kwa, a podcast critic. Tech companies swooped in, such as Spotify, which was hungry for new customers and audio content it could have royalty-free. Spotify has invested $1 billion in podcasting since 2018. But last year, cue the record scratch sound effect, the music stopped. Economic headwinds were one factor, but advertisers and investors also realised that they know relatively little about how many people actually listen to podcasts. Downloads, the standard industry metric for engagement, don't always equate to listening. Spotify eliminated 200 podcasting jobs. Others followed suit. Many well-regarded shows were cancelled, including Stolen, which won the Pulitzer Prize for audio journalism in 2023. Podcasters learn that excellence won't save you, says Neil Verma, a media studies scholar. Although producers are struggling to turn a profit, podcasting is in the ascendant. Advertising spending and listening time are predicted to rise. But the medium is growing in a direction that's hard for a lot of the podcast originalists to accept, says Ariel Shapiro, who writes Hot Pod, an industry newsletter. What does the future hold? Some think the future of podcasting lies in video. Many podcasts, including a talk show hosted by Joe Rogan, the most popular podcast globally, now employ video to increase their audience. We'll be watching podcasts, we'll be skipping chapters of podcasts, and you'll be commenting on them at the end, predicts Will Page, Spotify's former chief economist. Betting that some people want visual entertainment while listening, Spotify started supporting video podcasts in 2020. Already, the black microphone icon has become omnipresent on YouTube and TikTok, functioning as a visual signal for podcasts like Straight Talk. Video will help podcasts further spread. Rarely does audio alone go viral. Whatever happens to the industry, its impact on audio storytelling will endure. Podcasts offer something traditional formats often work hard to leave out, but which, as trust in media has fallen, audiences crave. Transparency. Instead of formal interviews, listeners get sprawling conversations. Instead of radio features measured in minutes, listeners are led through the whole investigations over hours. In exposing the vulnerabilities of the repertorial process, the news product becomes more credible and trustworthy, writes David Dowling in Podcast Journalism, a forthcoming book. Podcasts often set out to explain things, and they always end up explaining themselves.